Hello.
Hey, Gabrielle.
Yes.
Hey, this is Zach. You filled out a form on my website about your house in Glasgow.
Yes.
How's your day going?
It's okay.
Okay. Do you have a minute to speak?
I don't right now.
Okay. Would calling you at a better time be more preferable?
Actually, email would be preferable if that's possible,
Yeah,
right now.
I can email you. Is
Okay.
everything all right in the situation?
Yes. Yeah, just a
Okay.
lot going on, a lot of stress.
Okay. Well, I can definitely help you out with this. This isn't the first time I've dealt with it, so I will
Okay.
definitely email you something over. What would you like for me to email you over? Just some like general information? I mean, I can do that, but in reality, you probably won't look at it.
I look
So
at all my emails. That's my main communication. I'm just not very good on the phone. But
Okay.
if you could send me an email, just of basic information and stuff, I'll talk to my husband and we'll definitely call you back if things look like we can,
Okay.
like, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, whatever situation, you said that you needed to sell fast, money, cash is not the issue. So, if we can come to a certain understanding and help you out to whatever you need to accomplish, that's really our goal. Our goal is just to help you accomplish what you need, and we have multiple ways of doing that. So,
Okay.
I will email you. I have your email address. Well, I have your phone number. I can't email you if you want me
Okay.
to.
Well, it's okay. If you want to, I have a few minutes right now, so if you want to just go ahead and talk about it, that'd be great, and I'll talk to my husband about it when he gets home.
Okay. Well, I feel honored that you have a minute. So just a little bit of about who we are, I know what it's like to be in a stressful situation. I'm just coming out of one myself. But as far as housing goes, whatever you need is really what we have to achieve with you because one, we have a fiduciary duty and we hold a real estate license. So whatever your problem is, one, we just have to know about it. And two, that's how we create the solution to best fit you.
Yeah, I mean there's nothing wrong with the house. It's a great first house and everything.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong in that sense. It's just we're dealing with a lot in life right now, and we don't have anywhere else to move to, but we just want to get out of this town.
Yeah. So, well, okay. So you don't have anywhere else to move. But you want to get out of the town. Now, do you, when you say you want to get out of the town, I mean, where, if you, go
We don't
ahead.
have that many options as far as where we're going because unfortunately my ex-husband has visitation rights, and he gets to see our kids every weekend almost. So we can only go an hour distance from Forest, Virginia,
I know
within a
exactly where that
reasonable
is. Yep.
what?
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. So we don't have a whole lot of options. We are just starting to look into the selling the house. And we haven't really gotten anywhere. So I didn't even know I'd get a call this early. That's why I was a
Yeah.
little surprised, but
Well, yeah.
yeah.
Go ahead. So, yeah, we act fast. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the business and it's a typical day for me is to work, 12 to 15 hours, to be honest. So a lot of people and a lot of calls and a lot of different solutions. I saw that you bought the house, and this is just public information, so it's not me being nosy. In 2022.
Yes.
It's a nice house, and I know you said you want to get out of the town. Is it the neighbors that you're dealing with?
It's a combination of different things.
Mm-hmm.
We ran into some problems within the last year. we found out about a lot of like drug stuff happening around here, and we now get drive-bys by people who are beeping and yelling at us. They drive by really fast, and we have 2 kids, 4 and 5 year old,
And what
and
are
I don't
the
even feel safe with them in the yard anymore.
yeah.
And when I bought the house, I was under the impression it was a very like small little town, family oriented hiking town. That's what the outer impression is, but we were almost run off the road by some people, and it a lot of different things. Been to court for it and everything. Among that there's just other financial reasons and a
Yeah.
lot of stuff.
Okay. So I can definitely understand that point. Do you have a son or a daughter or both?
Those.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, yeah, I can understand where that's definitely a challenge for you, and that would definitely be something that I would take into account as well. And yeah. I've had that happen to me. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but drive by, bullets, it's not fun stuff. It's especially when you have kids too, so I really empathize with you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and now, like your current partner, does he feel the same way? He wants to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. At least you guys are on the same page on that aspect.
Yeah, we were absolutely on the same page. And we've been financially under the Biden regime, of course. We have nothing. And because we are godly patriots, and
Yeah.
I mean, we've been trying to sell everything recently. I'm trying to sell my motorcycle, which I love. I don't know what to do at this point. I have no idea what he has researched with house selling or not, but we've been so stressed out that we haven't even been able to really talk to each other about it.
Right.
So
So,
anything that we can find would be great
yeah.
just
And
to look at.
what do you guys do as far, do you guys work?
I'm not really working right now. I've been kind of homeschooling the kids and trying to work on some self-employment stuff, but haven't gotten far. We've been doing a lot of delivery businesses, like Spark and everything, but lately there's been absolutely no orders, so we've lost a lot of income and just recently have started applying to a bunch of places which have not gotten back to us. So
Okay.
we're dealing with that too.
So let me ask you this. What, so I'm guessing you had like a full-time job before, this all this kind of fell down on you?
It was like full-time self-employment, yes.
Okay. And that's when you bought the house? Is that accurate?
Well, I did have a job lined up when I bought the house, but that never worked out. And then I actually made more doing delivery stuff. So it worked out for a while when I first bought the house.
Yeah, well, I can say this. I mean, look, you might not hear some encouraging words, but I will say this. You have gotten yourself into the house. I promise you, you can get out of it, okay? It's a lot harder getting in than out. So it depends on how fast you want to do it, and it depends on, everything is going to take a process and take some time. Your difficulty right now, the hardest thing is going to be just finding a new place and going. That being said, I mean, we can definitely buy your house, and we know where it's at. We know where the Glasgow Public Library is. I know where Virginia Street is. I'm very familiar with that area, so we definitely want it, and we definitely would buy it, but it's really going to be on you and what your timeline looks like. And here's the thing, if you need us to help you find a place, that's we do that too. And I'll tell you, like I tell everyone, So we, what we do for, our clients that we buy houses for, or, whatever we do, however we help them, I mean, we go as far as cutting the grass. So, we work with a lot of disabled people and, just people within the state.
Yeah, that's
So,
really good to hear.
yeah. So, although it might feel overwhelming to you, it is just a feeling, and in reality, there is a lot worse that could be going on. So, I do want to help you. I do want to work with you. And I don't want to add any extra stress. I don't, want to lie to you at any point. So, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear necessarily, but I will tell you the truth.
Well, that's what we want. So we appreciate that a lot. We don't want anything but the truth. But I will definitely talk to my husband when he gets home, and I think he will be very happy to hear all this. So, we'll try to call you back tomorrow, and let you know. Is this a good number to reach you at?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can call me on this anytime. And if I don't answer, just shoot me a text and I'll call you back because likely, more than likely, I'm either on the phone, depending on the time when you call me, or in a meeting. And, we're not a huge company, but we are a sizable company. And but we're a family organization, so
Good.
yeah, so we can definitely help you out. And I don't want you to worry about it. Just take things one day at a time and understand that there is worse and there's better, and you're choosing better. So let's help you get there. All right.
All right. Thank you so much. And what was your name again?
So my name is Zach, and your name is Gabriella, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, like I said before, you got yourself in there. You can easily get yourself out, I promise.
Thank
And
you.
we will definitely help you. So, and if I don't answer the phone, just shoot me a text. But we'll give you a call back. When would be a good time to give you a call back?
If you don't hear from us tomorrow, then by Wednesday, would be
Okay.
good. But I'm sure that we'll text you by tomorrow at least.
Well, I'll call you Wednesday if I don't hear from you.
Okay, thank you so
All right.
much.
Thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.